2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
On I-15, Heather?
Looks like we may have a crash on I-84. This is westbound, leaving Mountain Green, heading toward Ogden. It's almost in the center point between those two places, and traffic backed up a couple of miles right now. We don't have any cameras in that area, so if anybody out there is in there between Mountain Green and Ogden, please give us a call. Utah Online School, the premier online school for Utah students. At Utah Online, classes are free, accredited, NCAA, and Regents approved. Flexible part-time or full-time enrollment, utahonline.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
46, the expected high today, and that will be the coldest of the next seven. We'll actually get into the 60s for the weekend.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following breaking news on the 7 o'clock report.
A record 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week, shattering the all-time record.
Yahoo Finance anchor Adam Shapiro joins us live on the KSL Newsline with instant analysis. What do you think about that number, Adam?
Well, it's a frightening number. It's the highest level. I'm going to quote from the Labor Department press release. This marks the highest level of seasonally adjusted initial claims in the history of the seasonally adjusted series. I mean, we saw the amazing 3.3 million last week. We've seen this increase to 6.6 million, and we've heard from the Federal Reserve that there's concerns that there could be short-term unemployment reaching almost 30% of the working population. Now, we're not there yet, but this economy is shutting down, and people need to pay the bills, and you see these claims going up. It's very frightening. And by the way, futures are giving up some of the gains we had. They were stronger earlier this morning. We still have about 28 minutes before the opening bell, but they're starting to pull back a bit.
That 6.6 added to the 3.2 puts us pretty close to 10 million over the last 2 weeks. And it almost feels weird to me to continue to compare this to 1982 when 695,000 people filed for unemployment claims, because we were in the midst of a strong economy before this, and that makes it unlike any of the past downturns.
That, and when we speak to the economists and the analysts who come on our program, what they tell us is this is the first time we've ever had a financial problem with a health crisis. You know, every other kind of recession, huge gains in unemployment we've had was related to a financial situation or an economic slowdown. This is just everything at once. And one of the statistics that is troubling is that people with money market funds, money market mutual funds, They've been pulling out huge amounts of money. They're putting it into savings accounts or cash that pays no interest. But another $54 billion was removed from money market funds last week. The reason that's important is money markets are a great supplier of short-term loans to small businesses. And what do small businesses do? They use those loans to pay salaries while they wait for people to pay bills, and they keep people employed. The small businesses can't get the loans. They can't keep people employed, and you get layoffs, and you see what happens.
Adam, how is this different because it's connected to a medical crisis? Can we at least say we know there will be an end to this at some date? We don't know the date certain, but at some date in the near future.
That's the key question, right? The big difference between this and what we all can pretty much remember, the 2008 financial recession, the Great Recession, as they call it, is that you can't really say when this will end because of the uncertainty of the health issue. Now, I can tell you that Johnson & Johnson's chief scientific officer was on my program Monday, and he said they will be testing the vaccine they've got in September, with vaccinations possibly starting before the end of this year for medical folk and people most at risk. But that means we have to get, that all has to work, and then we have to get to the next, 7 months of the year. So there's a great deal of uncertainty out there. I've had analysts and very smart men and women, one from BlackRock, who said we could be forming, at least as far as markets are concerned, a bottom to all of this. But you saw the sell-off yesterday, and usually peak to trough when you are in a bear market, you go down further than 20%. We haven't gone much past 34% yet, but it usually is somewhere in the mid-30s. So there's a lot of concern that this isn't over. And the big difference is you can't time it. You can never time a market, but you really can't time a virus.
Yeah, we've only got about 30 seconds here. What do you think the reaction from the markets will be today?
The reaction right now from the markets isn't paying attention to the unemployment number. It was expected. What they're paying attention to is oil, whether the Saudis and the Russians call off their oil war because they were driving prices to incredible lows and dumping huge amounts of oil on the global market. And what you're seeing right now is a rally in the price of crude oil and in oil stocks. But listen, if you are still able to drive out there, do not expect the price of gas to shoot up anytime soon.
Thank you so much, Adam, for your time. Adam Shapiro, anchor with Yahoo Finance. And trading will resume on Wall Street in about 25 minutes. So your money at this moment, the Dow futures are up 104. The S&P futures up 11.7. The NASDAQ futures up 18 right now.
And again, a record 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week. You've been listening to special coverage here on Utah's Morning News, and we'll get another update from ABC News at 7:15, followed by a live report from the White House. Then at 7:30, Representative Ben McAdams will join us live to talk about the congressional stimulus plans.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
We've got a big problem, it looks like, in Weber Canyon, westbound I-84, at about the bridge over the Weber River. This looks like it's about halfway between Morgan and the mouth of the canyon, or Mountain Green and the mouth of the canyon, pardon me. We've got something completely blocking westbound traffic. I haven't seen it move at all other than to try to let ambulances through. This is right after the Mountain Green on-ramp where the delays start. And then again, nobody's moving past the crash at this time. Eastbound is fine. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time 706.
It's not just the jobless numbers that are climbing. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the U.S. death toll is now more than 5,000 from COVID-19. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says the youngest victim, a 7-month-old baby.
It just is a reminder that nobody is safe with this virus.
Confirmed infections surpassed 200,000, but the CDC says many people show no symptoms, so have not been tested. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finally imposing statewide stay-at-home orders after talking with the White House.
It makes sense to make this move now.
Georgia, Pennsylvania, Mississippi also issuing stay-home orders yesterday. 11 states have not issued the order. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the French government has approved a combination of drugs to treat COVID-19. 80 patients were given a combination of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. 78 fully recovered. A study in China found the same result. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus.
More Utah
coverage on KSL News Radio.
More Utahns are being asked to stay at home as hospitals ramp up testing for COVID-19.
The coronavirus, our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Tim, new orders go into effect today across the state. Davis County now has a stay-home order of its own that lasts through May 1st. Non-essential businesses and playgrounds are closed. And the Southeast Utah Health District is also updating the health order for Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties. They want tourists to stay out, but people are filling up the San Rafael swell anyway from all over. And locals are also worried about outdoor programs for troubled youth in the area that are still accepting clients from out of state. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Intermountain Healthcare is expanding its testing capacity. There are now 20 curbside test sites from St. George to Burley, Idaho. The expansion will allow health officials to swab up to 1,500 people per day and process 1,000 tests. But Intermountain encourages people to visit their website or call the coronavirus hotline before they go.
A new order from Governor Herbert prevents landlords from evicting tenants for not paying rent. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone continues our live team coverage.
We've seen a lot of pushback from landlords online, but industry leaders support it. Basically, the order gives tenants who've been impacted by the coronavirus an extra 45 days to pay rent. Evictions for anything else other than non-payment can continue. Some renters worry that will leave a loophole for landlords to evict tenants if there are any problems or any disagreement between landlords and tenants. The order also offers free mediation.
To be protected from a non-payment eviction, a tenant must have been up to date with their rent through March 31st. We have emergency triple team traffic for you now at 7:09. We're looking at I-84. Let's see what the problem is out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Andy?
Well, it's a really bad crash westbound on I-84. They've actually blocked both of the westbound lanes temporarily. Emergency vehicles still trying to get to the scene itself, and traffic is at a dead stop because no one's getting over the Weber River Bridge just west of Mountain Green. The delays right now starting at about the Mountain Green on-ramp merge, and then, of course, traffic not moving the closer you get to the crash. Eric?
Got a crash southbound I-15 in Utah County in Santaquin. This is actually just past the Main Street exit, and that was over on the left shoulder. Doesn't look like it's causing any delays. Out into the mountains, you've got some slick roads this morning on 189 through Provo Canyon. Actually, right before you go into the canyon, the south end of Deer Creek Reservoir, we've got a crash that's blocking a right lane while they clean that incident up. Heather?
No delays on I-15 as you make your way from Ogden all the way into downtown Salt Lake, and northbound from the point of the mountain in downtown Salt Lake. Pretty good road conditions. Now, we have had some rain moving through all of the areas, so some of your roads will be wet, some will be dry, some may even have a little bit of snow on them. So you definitely need to use caution in these changing road conditions wherever you're heading. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, already known for their care they take to keep your homes clean and safe. Learn more about what they're doing at anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Chilly temperatures this morning. We're going to start off into the middle 30s at 7 a.m. with some scattered snow showers possible. More sunshine mixed with clouds at noon. Temperature should be right about 40 degrees. We hit about 45 degrees or so at 3, and all in all, partly cloudy skies, clearing skies at 7. Temperatures remain around the upper 30s. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's dry downtown, but it's cold out there, 32 degrees.
President Trump talked about the possibility of domestic travel restrictions. He wouldn't want to do it, but he thought if this is necessary to protect the citizens, maybe we need to think about that. We'll have more with Karen Travers in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
A missionary for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has returned home to Arizona and is now self-quarantining in a tent. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with his story. John?
Yeah, Tim, nobody can claim that this family isn't doing their best to practice social distancing. Elder Sean Lyons, a missionary from Yuma, Arizona, for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was only about 6.5 months into what was supposed to be 2 years of work in Africa when he was sent back home. His family and Sean say it took everything they had to restrain from embracing each other at the airport. Instead, he climbed into the back of his dad's truck and rode back home. Now he's self-isolating in his parents' backyard inside of a tent, and he's going to stay there for the recommended 2-week period. His family says they're just happy to have him home and have the peace of mind that goes along with it. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Maybe you've heard of Zoom bombing, where a hacker cracks an online meeting and derails it by saying or showing inappropriate content. Sarah Young with the Utah State Board of Education says it can be a problem for parents and teachers trying to teach kids from home. Young's advice, be more private.
First and foremost, it's about where you place the link associated with your Zoom meeting.
So don't put it on a public website or blast it out on social media. She says rather email the link directly.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Utah Representative Ben McAdams will join us live at 7:30 to talk about his push for stimulus payments from Congress.
Most Salt Lake County golf courses will reopen today. They'll have extra guidelines in place, including online booking only, no club rentals, and no scorecards or golf carts.
Ann Smith has announced it will be giving a hero bonus to all frontline employees at their grocery stores. Hourly pay is going up, and one-time bonuses are being added as well.
Dave and Eugenific.
Utah's unemployment numbers expected to be released this morning. Last week, we saw a 1,400% jump in applications. What will it look like this week? We've got a live interview and tips on what you can do if you find yourself unemployed today on Dave and Janovic.
That's, of course, coming up at 9, KSL News Time 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
new health orders are in effect today in Davis County and Southeast Utah to stay home. But tourists are still heading outdoors instead. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Intermountain Healthcare says call before you show up to one of 20 curbside test sites from St. George to Burley, Idaho. The COVID-19 testing expansion will allow them to swab up to 1,500 people per day.
Third, let's see what the roads look like out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
Westbound lanes completely blocked, I-84 at the moment, right over the Weber River in Weber Canyon, just west of Mountain Green, causing traffic to be backed up to the Mountain Green exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some scattered snow showers in place this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
32 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. 10 million people out of work in the U.S. in just 2 weeks. The Labor Department has just released numbers. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
More than 6 million Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. It is by far the highest total in a single week and twice as many as the week before. The staggering figure comes as nearly every state has imposed some kind of stay-at-home order. The newly laid off have overwhelmed state unemployment offices, websites have crashed, and phone lines have been busy.
Yep.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Trump has been talking about domestic travel restrictions under consideration, while at the same time expressing hesitation about having to impose them.
Joining us live is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. What did he say about the possibility of these travel restrictions, Karen?
That it was a possibility and that it's under consideration. But he certainly sounded very hesitant to take this step, saying it's a very big decision and would have big consequences. So the president was also pretty vague about this, talking about how he doesn't like flights that are going from hotspot to hotspot, and that would be his focus on any potential domestic travel restrictions. I think the fact that he was kind of dancing around where he would do this or when he would do this signals this is not something that's imminent. And certainly, there might not even be a need to do this because the airlines are reporting just plummeting capacities. People aren't going anywhere. They're taking these restrictions very seriously and are staying put. They're not getting on planes. We have seen in some places where governors have decided to do a self-isolation. If you come to my state and you've been in these places, New York, New Jersey, come down here, but you can't go anywhere. That, I think, is also keeping people at home. So I don't think we should be anticipating at this point an announcement from the White House on this, but the president certainly said yesterday it's something that they're discussing right now.
Yeah, boy, you think about it. Bringing international commerce to a halt is one thing. Bringing national commerce to a halt with whatever business may be getting done would be an even bigger question.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've heard from the airlines over the last couple of weeks. The president, back when he was having those in-person meetings, met with airport executives. He met with airline executives on multiple occasions and has been in constant contact with them. And they, of course, were part of that big trillion-dollar aid package. They got money for this because they say that they were going to be in dire straits very quickly.
Tell us a little more, Karen, about the president's suggestion that he might have a phone conversation with former Vice President Joe Biden.
Yeah, this could be interesting. I think you can expect both sides will spin this politically. There was some talk yesterday from the Biden campaign about how he has been extending his advice on this issue for weeks. You know, he's doing virtual events and offered to hold a call with the president, focused on the government's response, saying, you know, he's been there, he's done this before. The president was asked about this yesterday and said he would absolutely take a call from the former vice president and said he's always found him to be a nice guy, says he doesn't know him very well, but sure, they could talk. And the Biden campaign responded by saying, we'll be in touch. I don't think the two of them are going to come with some major breakthrough. Like, this is not, you know, two former presidents of different parties working together on some big, big effort. But maybe they can put aside some of the partisanship for a couple minutes at least and have a phone call. I think, well, of course, we'll get some political spin in the readouts of that call.
All right, Karen, we appreciate your coverage on this. It did come on the heels of some criticism of Joe Biden for being critical of the president in these times when everyone should be pulling together. And it's an election year, which makes it an interesting landmine or field of landmines to navigate. Helping us with the information this morning, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19, we have emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. And we start with you, Andy.
Well, if you're trying to get between Mountain Green and the mouth of Weber Canyon, you can't do it right now. A pretty bad crash right on the bridge over the Weber River has got both westbound lanes completely blocked with emergency vehicles on the scene. Nobody's moved in 15 to 20 minutes in the camera shot that I can see, and the delays have stacked all the way back up to the Mountain Green exit. So be prepared for a long wait to get through the canyon. Now, eastbound is open, although I do see a little bit of slowing right as you come up on the bridge for eastbound. But again, you can go towards Mountain Green. You just can't come from it down into West Weber. Eric?
Looks like we've got pretty dry roads from Provo, northbound I-15, Utah County, up to Point of the Mountain. On the south end of the spectrum in Utah County, you do have wet roads in Santa Quinn and the southbound crash just past the Main Street exit there. And if you're out into the mountains, expect some wet roads near Parley Summit and over towards Jeremy Ranch and over through Provo Canyon. As you're about to enter Provo Canyon from the Heber City area, just at the south end of Deer Creek Reservoir, you had a crash over on the right side. Now it's been moved from the right lane over to the right shoulder. Heather?
It's a pretty good drive through Salt Lake Valley. Not a lot of delay on the city streets, including 5600 West, where we normally have problems due to a train. That is not so today. You do have wet road conditions in many areas, especially out in Tooele County, slowing you down just a little bit on SR36 trying to hook onto I-80. But overall, it's still a pretty good drive. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It gets warmer from here, but this will be the coldest day of the week, according to Grant.
Well, we still can roll out some scattered snow showers in place today, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs topping out at 46. Tomorrow, more sunshine at 54. And then even more sunshine on Saturday. A nice day up to 61. Clouds and 63 on Sunday. We get more showers and storms in the works for Monday. High that day right about 58. More rain showers Tuesday, 57. And then sunny on Wednesday, high of 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 32 degrees.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time 7:21.
It is time for the David Dujanovic preview, and Debbie is here to talk with us a little bit about that massive leap in unemployment. Boy, did that number blow you away, Deb? 6.6 million?
Amanda, I got the alert. KSL News Radio sent me the alert to my phone as I was sitting in the newsroom, about fell off my chair. Yeah, 6.6 million Americans filed new claims just last week. 2-week total during this pandemic, 10 million claims, new claims filed. We're going to have the Utah numbers released at 8:30 this morning, so we're going to have that right out of the gates for our listeners at 9 a.m. We want to know from the Department of Workforce Services how many new claims have been filed. Last week, we saw a 1,400% jump in claims. We also want to know this. How quickly are people getting their money?
Yeah.
We're going to ask them that.
All right. David Dujanovic coming away at 9 o'clock this morning.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Though it seems like forever, less than 3 weeks ago, Governor Herbert established the Utah Economic Task Force to mitigate the impact of the coronavirus on our state's economy. The governor assigned me to serve as the chairman and gave us the commission to promote best practices and innovate processes for businesses dealing with the coronavirus and to provide a clearinghouse of information and technology resources. Our highest priority is to make sure that businesses have access to programs, funding, and accurate information. More than 1.2 million fellow Utahns are dependent on these resources, and we want you to know where to find them. All you need to remember is coronavirus.utah.gov. That's coronavirus.utah.gov. There you can receive up-to-the-minute information and find links that will guide you to invaluable resources. For example, this Friday, the Mariner S. Eccles Institute will host an online lecture series on navigating COVID-19 with former Governor Mike Leavitt leading the first session on how to save your business. These lectures will provide you an opportunity to learn what loans are available from the federal and state governments, how to work with the IRS to get tax relief, and where to receive technical assistance. Don't miss this this opportunity. You'll be surprised by how much is available to you, your company, family, and community. But it all begins at coronavirus.utah.gov. I'm Derek Miller of the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Spend time together as a family, learning about the Savior with helpful resources from Segal Books, such as Come Follow Me Through the Book of Mormon. This book offers thought-provoking discussion and activities designed to appeal to all ages. Best of all, it's on sale for just $9.99. They also have lots of fun things to help children learn about the Savior and prepare for Easter, like the Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag. On sale now for just $19.99. Call your local Segal bookstore for curbside pickup or purchase online at segalbook.com.
China may have silenced another critic. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you know about the Chinese doctor who was the coronavirus whistleblower, died of COVID-19. Dr. Li Wenyang went public after being warned of intense flu-like symptoms by an emergency room doctor. 60 Minutes Australia reports.
Just 2 weeks ago, the head of emergency at Wuhan Central Hospital, Dr. Ai Fen, also went public, saying authorities had stopped her and her colleagues from warning the world. She has now disappeared.
It is not uncommon for critics of China's communist government to disappear. Often police take over their social media accounts and recant the statements that got them into trouble. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Airlines are looking to retrain laid-off cabin crew staff as medical workers to help in hospitals currently overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic. A first group of 30 former employees of Scandinavian Airlines have started training this week to learn basic skills to assist in nursing homes and hospitals.
This was kind of a weird picture I saw this morning. The New England Patriots' personal jet was sitting on the ground in Chicago with the six-time world champion logo on the sign, on the side of it. They made a stop in China to pick up 1.2 million N95 masks for medical workers. The move came after the governor of Massachusetts said he had struck a deal to buy the masks, but he needed a way to get them back to the U.S.
Do you need some good news, Tim?
Always.
Do you like burritos?
Love them.
Today is National Burrito Day. Chipotle Mexican Grill says healthcare workers can come get a free... Oh, this doesn't apply to us, but that's okay. This applies to healthcare workers, and they deserve it. They can come get a free takeout burrito, while the rest of us can get free queso blanco on any orders today.
All right, so I'll take the free queso with the free taco that I got a couple of days ago at Taco Bell, and I might almost be able to make a meal out of it. Let's see what's happening on the futures markets just ahead of the opening bell. Obviously, on the heels of that terrible unemployment, first-time jobless claims number of 6.6 million. We're down. We're off 156 points on the Dow, down 14 points on the S&P, and off 36 points this hour on the NASDAQ.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, we do have an emergency traffic situation, and we will look at that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
We need to talk to you about a couple of more great Honda vehicles and some fantastic deals that are being made on cars like the 2020 Honda Pilot. Thank you, Brandon, by the way, up there at Ken Garf Honda downtown. If you have a big family, or when you go out to enjoy yourself in the outdoors, you take a lot of friends and peeps along, this comfortably seats eight with multiple seating configurations and even has available second row captain's chairs, if that is something you're looking for the people in the back. It also comes with all the toys that we love, like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration, has that blind spot information system available on certain models. And if you love to drive a car that keeps you on the road safely, you will find no better one than the 2020 Honda Pilot.
And let me tell you, the Honda CR-V, the 2020 Honda CR-V at Young Auto Mall in Logan. Hello there, Blaine, and all the folks in Logan. Your local Honda dealers are wonderful people, and they are your neighbors. And you know, cars are an essential thing. You got to get around. So right now, you can make a deal, like Tim was saying, for something wonderful that is safe and that will get you not from point A to point B, but in a way that is comfortable with the best technology, the technology that is award-winning for all of your Hondas. So get out there and test drive a Honda CR-V today.
Because the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
When have we ever needed more? The assurance of General Conference.
The Utah company is helping make face shields during this pandemic.
Aftershocks can be nearly as large as the main quake.
Check on the people you love.
There is bipartisan agreement to save the economy.
Take this weekend's historic sessions with you everywhere you go. The 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and streaming live on the KSL News Radio app.
It's emergency triple team traffic back at 729, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Doesn't look like much is moving on I-84 westbound out there.
Yeah, they haven't moved in over a half an hour. In fact, I think some people have just shut their engines off because they're not going anywhere right now. While a really serious injury crash on the bridge over the Weber River, westbound I-84. It's a couple of miles past Mountain Green, and nobody able to get from Mountain Green into South Weber right now. Eastbound is open, but there is some stop and go near the bridge. I don't know if it's because of the crash or if just people want to take a look at it. It is a separated highway right there, so it might just be some rubbernecking delays. But again, nobody getting from Mountain Green into South Weber because of the crash. Eric?
A couple of crashes still being tended to. Southbound I-15 just past the Main Street exit in Santaquin, and you've got one on US 189 right before you enter Provo Canyon at the south end of Deer Creek Reservoir. And got a situation on I-80 involving a couple of moose walking along the westbound lanes, near the westbound lanes of I-80, just a couple of miles before you get to the East Canyon exit. So that's from a traffic trooper. Just keep your eyes peeled if you're going through that area. Heather?
The rest of the roadways in Salt Lake and Davis County look pretty good right now. We do have some slowing on SR 36 in Tooele County. That's heading north, trying to get onto I-80. Roads there are still a little bit damp, may even be a bit icy from some snow. But overall, you've got a pretty good drive on I-15 and the east and west side belt routes. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And what about those temperatures today, Grant?
Well, we've had some snow showers in the overnight hours. Still a few scattered snow showers remain early, otherwise partly cloudy today. High temperature is going to top out at 46. More sunshine tomorrow, and it warms up to 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It is 32 degrees.
Emergency traffic westbound I-84 in Weber Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour following a developing story, of course, on KSL. 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, shattering the old record set the week before.
We'll get reaction from Utah Representative Ben McAdams and more on congressional stimulus plans in 1 minute. But first, Sean Michael Lyle has more on the unemployment report in this special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Labor Department reporting this morning unemployment claims last week doubled from the previous week's record-shattering 3.3 million. 6.6 million claims last week. Bank rates, Mark Hammer calls it unavoidable as stay-at-home orders put much of the nation out of work.
This shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus as we must.
This man in Spokane, Washington, is among the 10 million filing claims the past few weeks.
Everyone's just remaining optimistic that the benefits will kick in before a lot of bills pile up.
The CARES Act passed by Congress removes the waiting period to collect unemployment benefits. President Trump says passengers from a pair of cruise ships will be offboarded in Florida and sent to their home countries.
We have to, from a humane standpoint. We don't have a choice. It's like, I don't want to do that, but we have to.
Doctors would go on board when the two Holland America ships arrived this morning, then work out a plan to disembark. 200 on the Zaandam are sick. 300 of those passengers are Americans. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the World Health Organization reports 95% of COVID-19 fatalities in Europe were over the age of 60. The continent has a high death rate from coronavirus and has high median ages in most countries. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth here. Utah Representative Ben McAdams is continuing his recovery from COVID-19 while also working on congressional stimulus plans and how Americans will get those checks. Representative McAdams joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Good morning, Representative. Your reaction to the unemployment numbers this morning?
Good morning. It just shows how hard this pandemic is hitting so many Utah families, and my heart goes out to them as they're struggling to put food on the table, pay the bills. Many people have been laid off or unemployed. This is really hitting Utah families hard, and my heart goes out to them.
Will seniors who receive... I was wondering, Representative, forgive the delay. I'm broadcasting from home. I just wondered if seniors who receive Social Security and other Americans who don't necessarily file tax returns, will they receive the coronavirus aid checks or deposits immediately like other Americans do?
Yeah, this is something that I went to work on over the last couple of days. So the way that the Treasury Department had come down on this was that seniors who do not file taxes, essentially because they have no income, would have been required to file a tax return in order to receive the stimulus that we approved to support them, bipartisan legislation that passed the Congress last week. This is the money that the $1,200 that families will, individuals will be receiving, or $2,400 for a family. And I just thought that didn't make sense. These seniors, we know their financial situation. They're receiving Social Security payments on a regular basis. Let's just cut the red tape and help them to get those payments that they desperately need as quickly as possible. And so good news, over late last night, the Treasury Department reversed course, and they've announced now that those seniors who are not filing a tax return will go ahead and receive their stimulus payment without a need to file a tax return. They're just going to receive it the same way they receive their Social Security payment. So if they get direct deposit, that will just show up in their account. If they get it by check, it'll take a little bit longer time, but it'll get to them as a check as well. And we're so happy that, you know, we went to the Treasury Department and said, this is unnecessary red tape. It's going to hurt our seniors. Please do away with it. We have the tools that we need to just get these payments out. Let's get them out as quickly as possible to stabilize the economy and support people who are really suffering this hardship.
So was it written that way in the stimulus bill, but it did not require a rewrite somehow?
Yeah, I think that the Treasury Department would say that it wasn't entirely clear. That the bill just said who was eligible to receive this money. You leave it up to the agencies to determine how logistically to get this money out the door. So their initial guidance was that seniors would have to file a tax return for no other purpose than to claim this stabilization and assistance money that was due to them. And it just didn't make sense. And I think praise should go to Trump administration and the Treasury Department for recognizing that this was just unnecessary red tape. They had the tools they needed to administer this, and they immediately reversed course, and it's really going to be helpful to seniors. They're not going to have to go out and file a tax return where they have no income. They're going to just be able to receive these payments as part of the regular course. And so I think this is an example of government getting its act together, figuring out quickly and reversing course and cutting red tape that would just have been a headache to people who didn't need it, who have more important things right now in the midst of this crisis. They have more important things to worry about than just filing an unnecessary tax return.
Do you think, Congressman, that a national shutdown is a good idea, as I've heard some people argue, or do you think that the doing it state by state and making the decision on a local level is okay at this point?
Yeah, I think it's good to look to the states. It seems like that all but about 8 states do have a national shutdown. In the case of Utah, what you've got is the governor. We are effectively in a shutdown. It doesn't have the force of law, but it does have the force of a persuasion and a directive from the governor. I want to reinforce to people, you know, my personal experience as someone who's young and healthy, I got hit by this really hard. I was hospitalized for 8 days. It was a really scary time. I would just encourage people that regardless of what the law says, use common sense, stay home, stay safe, avoid unnecessary trips to the grocery store. You know, we're all going to have to buy food from time to time, but please try to limit that as much as possible. When you do go out, get it all done at once and try to stay home as much as possible. Keep yourself safe, keep your friends and your loved ones safe, and let each of us do our part to not spread this any further. This is really serious. The economic hardship is serious, I understand that, but the virus itself is serious, and it is hitting us hard, and it will only hit us harder as this continues to spread. So we have to flatten the curve to protect the ability of our healthcare system to treat people who are in need, to protect those healthcare professionals who are on the front lines. We each have to do our part, and it is very serious. So even though Utah is one of the few states that isn't in a situation of a mandatory shutdown, it is a strongly worded directive from our governor. We should follow his recommendations. We should stay home and take this very seriously.
I'm glad we finally got around to recognizing the fact that your family was one that was affected by this very personally. Can you give us just a quick update on your health and what your recovery was like?
Yeah, thank you. I'm doing so much better right now. And I want to thank everybody who sent messages of thoughts and prayers. And it really buoyed me up as I was in the hospital and really had no energy. But when I did and picked up my phone and looked at my Facebook or Twitter just to see so many people who were reaching out with their prayers, really gave me strength. I'm doing so much better now. I'm home from the hospital. I'm virus-free. I am out of quarantine and probably not quite 100%. It hit me really hard, so I'm still a little bit weak, but I'm doing so much better. And I'm working now. We've talked about some of the work that I'm doing. I'm working from home, conference calls and video conferences. I'm great to be reunited with my family. I really miss them for those 8 days that I was in the hospital, but I'm doing so much better. I have a cough that doctors say will probably be around for a month, minor damage that was done to my lungs, and they'll fully recover, but I'm going to have a cough. I'm not contagious. I'm virus-free and doing so much better and just trying to get fully back on my feet and regain my energy.
And we're glad for it, Congressman. I appreciate your time. Congressman Ben McAdams with us, and we'll be back with a look at traffic in 2 minutes.
Actually, let's take that look at traffic right here. We got an emergency traffic situation.
Okay. 7:39 brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back to you, Andy.
A bad injury crash westbound I-84. It's about halfway between Mountain Green and the mouth of Weber Canyon, right over the Weber River Bridge. And that's got traffic that's been completely stopped for close to 45 minutes now. And traffic continues to stack up. There's not that much of it, but it just continues to stack up since nobody can get past the crash. Delays now actually back to Mountain Green itself, and even before the on-ramp from Mountain Green merges on. Eric?
Still got some wet roads along the Wasatch back end. A crash southbound US 189, right? As you go past Deer Creek Reservoir and head into the mountains through Provo Canyon, we've got this crash over on the right shoulder. Down in Utah County, I-15 looks good northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain, but further south on the southbound side, you've got a crash just past the Santa Quinn exit, the Main Street exit, and that's over on the shoulder as well. Heather?
We're going to look really good right now if you're northbound I-15 from the Point of the Mountain heading into downtown Salt Lake. Same story southbound coming out of Ogden. You have good speeds on the east and west side belt routes and not a lot of traffic filling in on the city streets in Salt Lake Valley or in Tooele County. This Easter, draw closer to Jesus Christ through music with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. Experience Handel's Messiah Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Visit tabchoir.org/messiah for details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here comes some sunshine this morning. We'll see how long it'll last with Grant's help.
Scattered snow showers still in place this morning, otherwise partly cloudy much of the day. High temperatures at 46, going to stay cool. And then tomorrow we're up to 54 and more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Still on the freezing mark downtown, 32 degrees.
A wonderful report from Mary Richards on the impact of the first vision. She went back east and did a wonderful report for us. And we'll have that coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks, as always, for riding along with Tim and Amanda on Utah's News Station.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you. And as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com to schedule a phone call or online meeting.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
Your ancestors preserved and prepared, and now there's a better way. With the Harvestrite Home Freeze Dryer, you can preserve all your favorite food for up to 25 years. Meats, fruits, vegetables, dairy, and complete meals can be easily freeze-dried right in your home, retaining their original fresh taste and nutrition. To order your Harvestrite Home Freeze Dryer, call us today at 801-335-4411 or visit harvestrite.com. That's 801-335-4411 or harvestrite.com.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church, Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
Dave and Eugenific.
Utah's unemployment numbers expected to be released this morning. Last week, we saw a 1,400% jump in applications. What will it look like this week? We've got a live interview and tips on what you can do if you find yourself unemployed. Today on Dave and Janovic.
KSL News Time, now 7:45. Here come the three things you need to know this hour. First, Governor Gary Herbert has signed an order that allows renters to defer their rent if they can show their finances have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Second, Davis County is the latest to close more businesses and order residents to stay at home. The order lasts until May 1st.
Third, of course, checking on the roads. We've got one big trouble spot out there. Let's check it. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
Westbound I-84, as you try to get to the mouth of Weber Canyon from Mountain Green, the road is blocked. Both east or westbound lanes are blocked because of a crash. Eastbound getting through, but westbound completely blocked. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some scattered snow showers in place this morning, otherwise partly cloudy, 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
32 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
More than 6.5 million Americans claiming first-time unemployment benefits. Pair that with the nearly 3.5 million who filed last week. And the pandemic has now resulted in 10 million Americans losing their jobs. And more studies are showing the coronavirus may be spread by people who have no symptoms. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. This spring marks 200 years since Joseph Smith's first vision, where he says he saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appear to him in a grove of trees near his home.
The event is now marked as the beginning of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards traveled to upstate New York and has this in-depth report.
It was in early spring of 1820 that Joseph Smith went into these woods to pray about the state of his soul and which church to join.
It's exciting. As historians, we've been looking to 2020 for quite some time.
Spencer McBride works with the Joseph Smith Papers Project. President Russell M. Nelson asked church members to read about the first vision again during this bicentennial year.
This is a story about a young boy in Western New York in 1820. It's informed by the world he knew. But it's a story that transcends time and space. People all over the world hear this story and it means something to them.
Elder Mark Clay is a general Area 70 for the North America Northeast, and as such, he sees the worldwide impact firsthand.
Just buses come and young missionaries come here, come early in their time, and everybody, oftentimes you'll see them talking as they go into the grove and just in a silent, quiet reverence when they come out of the grove, as they've taken a few minutes to feel the spirit that's there and ponder on the magnitude of what happened.
Melissa Smith teaches early morning seminary in the Rochester, New York area, right in the heart of where this restoration started.
All of the work that God is doing right now is evidence that He doesn't forget anybody. And I want them to feel that personally. I feel like that's one of the big things that Joseph Smith got out of the first vision, is just a knowledge that God heard him. And that's really something that I want my youth to know, that God hears them, that He's at work in their lives, that He is working on this grand scale to bring everybody together, but the message there is that He's not going to let anybody fall through the cracks.
BYU professor of ancient scripture Carrie Muhlstein agrees.
I think more than anything, what I hope we will come away with is this vision of God caring so much about His children that He Himself will come to start the process that can bring us home.
Elder Clay goes to the Sacred Grove often.
It started with Joseph, but it, we'll say it ends with us, but individually it does. It carries back into our own lives.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Tomorrow at this time, a look at some of the artwork celebrating the first vision. And on Sunday at noon, an hour-long special on KSL News Radio in between general conference sessions. The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 749. It's Triple Team Emergency Traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. What's the latest, Andy?
Some good news. I just watched traffic starting to move a little bit at the scene of the crash westbound I-84 over the Weber River Bridge. It's a little bit past Mountain Green. Traffic had been sitting at a dead stop for close to an hour now. Now, I guess I should say some of the traffic is moving because there's a semi that's just sitting there parked, and none of the traffic behind the semi seems to be moving. But all the traffic in front of the semi going up to the crash site is starting to clear out. So we'll see if maybe the semi is broken down or something. I don't know. Any rate, some improvement there, but otherwise westbound traffic still backed up past Mountain Green. Eric?
Out of Heber City, midway on the US 189 going through Provo Canyon, right before you enter into the mountain area itself at the south end of the Deer Creek Reservoir. You've got a crash over the right shoulder, still being cleared up, shouldn't cause any major problems as long as you stick to the left. I-15 Utah County, no problems right now northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. We did have a southbound crash in Santa Quinn, but that's been cleared up. Heather?
Traffic is improving on SR-36 coming out of Tooele County toward I-80. Looks like road conditions are improving as well. Same story up through Weber, Davis County. We had some snow earlier in Kaysville and Farmington. Those roadways are drying out. And in the Salt Lake Valley, you're free and clear. No problems northbound or southbound on I-15 or the city streets. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for you when you need us. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to the 7 days. I think it's going to be warming up a little bit, Grant.
Still can't roll out some scattered snow showers today with a high of 46. Tomorrow we get more sunshine up to 54 and then even more sun on Saturday. We're up to 61. Clouds on Sunday, it's even warmer, 63. And then gets it for more rain showers and storms on Monday. Highs that day, 58. More rain Tuesday, it's up to 57. And a nice day Wednesday, sunny, 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
32 downtown.
Hi, Doug Wright. Over the past several weeks, you've heard me talk about Living Scriptures streaming, including On the Movie Show, where you could get the full library, 3,000 titles free until April 6th. The folks at Living Scriptures, they recognize the emotional toll that staying safe, staying home is having on some families. So until April 6th, the entire catalog is free to non-subscribers, no credit card required. This is a great gift to your family. You can stream all of your favorite feature-length films for Latter-day Saints, including including The Fighting Preacher, a personal favorite of mine, back on the free lineup. Celebrate the restoration with wonderful movies and The Work and the Glory is now the 16th film on the first vision in this collection. Plus, Living Scriptures has content to aid in the weekly Come Follow Me family study. All you have to do, go to livingscriptures.com/gift and sign up for your free access. Do that right now. And if you didn't have a chance to see Heart of Africa before the theaters closed, well, for about the price of a movie ticket, if you could buy a movie ticket, you can rent or own The Heart of Africa. See it at home. Get it now. livingscriptures.com.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816. We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one at the office at the time, and we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation, 801-716-8672.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Sephora company says they're cutting 3,700 jobs in the U.S. The beauty store chain stores are temporarily closed.
Let's see. Another money news that we're following this morning on KSL News Radio. The FBI is warning people against text message scams that look like stimulus-related offers. One of the biggest scams right now looks like a text from Costco saying they have $110 worth of goodies for loyal customers. Really? People are then instructed to click on a link and fill out a survey.
In case you're just joining us, first-time jobless claims took a record leap, 6.6 million this morning. We're expecting Utah numbers coming up in a minute, but let's see what the numbers look like on the markets right now. The Dow off 181 points. That's almost one full percentage point. The S&P 500 is down 12, and the NASDAQ this hour down 40 points.
We'll get another look at traffic and weather together coming up next on KSL.
There isn't one person the coronavirus hasn't affected. Restaurants and common areas are closed, and most employees are working from home. Oh, and don't forget the earthquake. This is Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know that we're here for you and available for any financial questions you may have. We're virtual, and we can help you even over the phone. The stock market sold off very quickly and took many people by surprise. We've been proactive with our clients to help mitigate losses, but understand others may not have been so lucky. Now is not the time to stick your head in the sand. It's a time to take action and work with a local, trusted financial firm who has your best interest in mind. So if you have questions or just want to talk, you can do everything from the convenience of your home. Call us. We're here for you and want to help. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Let's talk about Home Essentials. I'm not referring to toilet paper and hand sanitizer. It's how to keep things working when you need them most. If you have stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Air flowing past the coil in your air conditioner keeps it from freezing up. If your filters are dirty and plugged, your filter might as well be a board, because air can't pass through it, which causes coils to freeze up like blocks of ice, usually when it's the hottest, when you need AC the most, and when at Whipple Service Champions we're slammed. Easy peasy, call Whipple Service Champions now for a $44 deep dive comprehensive AC tune-up. If you've got stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, indoor air quality and drain cleaning, everything's on sale. Be prepared. For everyone's safety, with an abundance of caution, we have implemented strict policies and procedures to remain at your service. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution.
News also sponsored by Trajan Wealth.
America's top experts.
Dr. Robert Redfield is the director of the Centers for Disease Control. He's live with us.
Utah's very best leaders.
Governor Leavitt now on the line.
Pandemics only occur two or three times a century.
And the most important stories.
I was hit first with it. Then I have 8 family members that came down with it. So we've been hit pretty hard with it.
Wow. They're all part of your day. With David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
KSL News Time is 7:59. Triple Team Emergency Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Back to you, Andy.
And right now we've got some good news in Weber Canyon. It looks like the crash completely cleared. And now that those semis got their engines started, the backup that we had from Mountain Green is clearing up quickly. There's still some delay coming up on the Mountain Green exit, but literally we're just waiting for the everything to just sort of work its way back to that. All lanes are now open and traffic making it through the canyon safely. Eastbound never was closed, and so it doesn't have any problems going into Weber Canyon. Eric?
If you're on 189 heading by Deer Creek Reservoir, just once you go by the dam there and go into the mountain areas through Provo Canyon, you've got a crash still over on the right shoulder. Just be aware if that's not causing any delays. So going through the canyon, we do have some wet roads still. Once you emerge in Utah County, it looks like everything is moving pretty well. Northbound I-15 from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, no problems. Heather?
No delays anywhere through Twillo or Salt Lake County. All your freeways are at good speed. LDS Business College is still accepting applications for the spring 2020 semester. Newly returned missionaries can enroll with the streamlined application process through April 20th. Apply at ldsbc.edu. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll get some more sunshine this afternoon, but it won't warm up all that much. 46 for a high, then 50 for Friday, 60.